Wildea Tausch.
Sooner or later, such an appropriate song for Matt Carney. Tausch, I just real quick, and then we'll play trivia. The question that I want to ask Romeo that I told you and Brian, Romeo, did you talk to Matt? Did you talk to Vrabel? Did you talk to Jordan on Wednesday before, you know, you didn't come on Thursday? If you're Romeo, are you answering that or not? Because to me, that's the crux of the whole... It's a good question.
It's a really good question. You ask a lot of good questions that, as a former player, I don't want to answer. Or as a current player, I wouldn't want to answer.
Yeah, well, as a former player, you didn't answer a lot of them, too.
That's because it's dumb, too. So if you want to move forward, you don't put gas on this story, yet you try to suffocate it. You try to put dirt and everything else on it. You say, I appreciate that question, Jason. I appreciate what you do. I think
you guys do
a great job, but I need to focus on the future. I have already talked to my teammates. I've made a mistake. I'm not going to get into any of the details and the particulars. I'm moving forward. And I screwed up. Not going to bring anybody else into this. This is my fault, and I'm moving forward. What are you going to respond to that?
That's a good question. Do I come back with the same line?
I've been studying you, and I think I've gotten pretty good at this.
I appreciate your reasoning, Romeo. I appreciate that you don't want to spend a lot of time talking about what happened in the past. You want to move forward. But I do think, you know, there's a lot of us that want to understand how it got to this point and how you're going to do things differently than you did previously. So if you didn't talk to anybody before when you were feeling this way, if you feel this way again, are you going to handle things differently? And who do you feel comfortable talking to if you're not feeling great about your role?
Great question.
Something like that, I think would be...
Yeah, smart.
Yeah, so I think it's always important to take the spin it forward using lessons learned from looking back. Then you can't say, well, I don't want to talk about the past. Okay, well, how is the past going to affect what you do in the future? That's usually
great
the trick
question.
I try for.
So, really good question.
Speaking of the past,
that's why you're a three-time winner. That's why, right there.
Yeah, I got to start politicking for more wins, so we have to change that. All right, speaking of the past, you've enjoyed Coors Light for a lot of years, and I'm sure there are more that you will enjoy in the future, including sometime later today after we've played trivia and done the show and everything else.
Maybe a Piscataway on Saturday, huh? Maybe Piscataway Saturday. It rhymes. Coors Light, brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it is cold packaged, so it's made to chill in those mountains. On Coors Light's cold-activated bottles and cans, they will be blue, and that's when it is known to be chilled to perfection. That's why it is Coors Light in my hand when I need a moment to chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company. Golden, Colorado.
Coors Light is loved throughout the state, and, of course, it's Wednesday, so that means it's Wisconsin Geography Wednesday. Jesse has sent me the questions surreptitiously. Tausch didn't even get the. Well, he doesn't read the rundown anyway, but if he did,
I don't anyway.
He would notice that there are no trivia questions. Jesse has sent those separately, but it is Wisconsin Geography Wednesday, and it's time to play right now. Caller 10. Caller 10. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller 10 to play Wildy and Tausch trivia. Caller 10 plays next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
I say, hey, I'll be gone today, but I'll be back from around the way. It seems like everywhere I go, the more I see, the less I know.
Some trivia. Let's welcome in our contestants. What is he doing?
He's watching a
he's
video.
He's smiling.
Or, I don't know. What, yeah. Welcome back.
Are we back on? Huh? Okay.
What were you watching?
You were really invested
were
in whatever
smiling.
That was.
You looked really happy, whatever that
fun.
Video was. Funny? Can you share it with the class?
Chilly now. Chilly now.
We will reach out. We got something coming in the 11 o'clock hour that is kind of interesting that we'll get to. But let's play trivia for now. Let's welcome in our contestant. It is JJ in Dodgeville. JJ, good morning. How are you?
Morning, fellas.
So for me, JJ is Jason John, although I haven't been called that. It's more Jay Bird nowadays.
Are you a JJ guy?
I am. I was a JJ growing up for sure. JJ,
you
what's
love
the
JJ?
Yeah, I gotta love it.
JJ
what's,
will
what's,
be.
What's the JJ for you?
Jeff Jewell.
Wow. Okay. Interestingly, Kingsley Enagbare also goes by JJ, even though his initials are not JJ. Oh, nice, Jesse. Good work. He loved JJ the jet plane.
All the winners do.
Yes, indeed. All right, let's play. Question number one, JJ Romo. No, I'm sorry, Tony Romo, who was on the call for the Packers game on CBS last weekend, grew up and played high school football in which Wisconsin city? Was it Burlington, Milton, or I don't know, Jim?
Burlington.
Indeed. One for one. The Chocolate Festival's there, right? Isn't that what it is? Don't they do like
I
a chocolate
no
festival
idea.
Or something? Okay, that's not the trivia
where's
question.
Where's the Cranberry Festival?
What's up, Blue?
Oh, Blue.
Cranberry Fest has to be up in Wisconsin Rapids,
indeed.
Up in that area.
Yeah.
Cranberry Corridor.
We can bring back Vince Beagle. He can cover that for us. His family is in the cranberry business. All right, question two, JJ, is this. Which of these Wisconsin cities is located in closest proximity to Elkhart Lake? All right, so picture your map, find Elkhart Lake in your mind, and tell us which of these is closest to it. Is it Appleton, Janesville, or Sheboygan?
Janesville.
Ah. Taushi.
Sheboygan.
It is. It is closest to Shevegas. What prompted that question?
I've done what
Jesse?
I do with my prize picks. Go against my gut.
The wedding I'm going to on Friday is in Elkhart Lake.
I had a feeling there was some connectivity there. All right, let's bounce back, JJ. Question three is this.
Yep.
A latitudinally. Which of these Wisconsin is located farthest north? Farthest north. Is it Belleville, Ringle, or Wyalusing?
Ringville.
Jesse, was this supposed to be a question? What is Wyalusing?
It's a city along the Mississippi River, kind of south of La Crosse.
Yeah.
Southwestern.
Sounds
park.
Made
it's
up.
It's a Wyalusing Park.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's lovely. Does it have a view of Granddad's Bluff?
I think it's a little too far
no,
south.
No, but I've been there.
Yeah, well, that's a beautiful view. All right.
Did you catch the theme there, Jason? Belleville, Ringle, Wyalusing. We're going musical on question three with the options there.
That would explain why I didn't get it.
Yeah, I didn't get it either. That didn't make a lot of sense.
I don't fully understand what the heck Jesse's even talking about.
I don't either. The more important thing is you got two out of three right, JJ. You got three out of the possible four entries into Friday's drawing. We appreciate your loyalty to the show and you playing today. Thanks, buddy.
You bet. Love you guys.
Love,
I love you guys.
That.
Love
that,
you
that shows that they love listen a lot.
Was that right. Jordan or Brett that just said that? I couldn't tell.
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
They're the same guy. Yeah.
We'll see what Uncle Homer has to say about this, and we can get those polls in the field at Tausch's behest as well, because this is where I said it initially on Homer's program yesterday, and I want to get
Steve True and the Big Blue is what I heard, right?
No, yesterday it was Steve True and John Anderson, too.
Oh, that works.
Yeah,
we did have a fan text in that when Bulaga does a game preview, it could be Blue's Clues to Victory.
That's actually
I like
pretty
good. That's
Here's
really
the mail. It never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail.
He could wear the sweater and everything.
With the stripes. Yeah, Steve. Uh-huh. All right. We will get to Steve the Homer True coming up after this. I want to remind you that Tausch loves Quick Trip, and so do I. I was just there yesterday. I'm up to 45 visits. I got some pretty good opportunities for offers coming with my 45 visits on my app right now.
You do, and it's Packer season. Enter today for great prizes all season long, only with the Quick Rewards Packer Zone from Quick Trip. You could win a 2024 Chevy Traverse Z71, an Aaron snowblower, Packer game tickets, and much, much more. All the stuff that we love here on Will Dean Tausch. And entering, it is easy. Use your Quick Rewards when making purchases at Quick Trip. You'll earn a Fan Zone point for every dollar that you spend at Quick Trip. Every dollar. Just stop in for some Glazers and Nature's Touch milk on a weekend morning trip before heading to the fields with your kids. Or simply fill up your tank and boom! Fan Zone points in the tank. Keep track in your Quick Rewards app in the Fan Zone section. Start using those points in the Packer Zone to get tickets through October 31st. And one winner will win 18 tickets to a Packers private suite experience for that November 24th game, which I believe is versus the San Francisco 49ers. And that's at 325. Start spending today. Or all those Packers Zone prizes, download the Quick Rewards app in your app store and visit quicktrip.com/fanzone for full details. Got a great little prize. Got a great little something coming for y'all next week from Quick Trip, too. It's a great, fun little deal. I don't know what day we're going to unfold it, but it's going to be next week, and I'm promising you're going to be very, very excited to see what it is.
We're going to unfold it next week sometime.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Is it a blanket?
Hmm.
Maybe. We have to wait.
A flag?
So a week long.
A piece of
a week
note?
Long
a piece
tease.
Of paper?
It might be. Might be all of those. Might be a note that is made into a blanket.
A beach towel.
It could be a
Things
beach towel.
Things you unfold. This sounds like you would play this on the $100,000 pyramid. A blanket. A piece of paper. All right, well, we'll see what Quick Trip has in store.
Mystery.
We love our partnership with them. It is now our stop after every gymnastics practice to get a smoothie or a snack on our way back because there's a Quick Trip right by the gymnastics gym. It's awesome. Speaking of awesome, Homer True, just like Blue, joins us too. Next, it's Will Dean Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Tausch, would you say that you're I don't want to say a frustrated poet, but you sure seem to love rhyming. Like, you know, bring it or fling it, it's a stretch. I'm sorry, I know you like it, and I love the idea of the segment, but flinging it. I prefer
Nobody
alliteration.
Nobody said I liked it. I put it on you as the wordsmith, which, by the way, I'm still waiting for those polls to get put in the field. I put it on you to do that part. I am an ideas guy. I'm a big picture guy.
I thrive on enthusiasm.
I need the minutia to be handled.
You drag me down with your negativity.
Am I a rhyme guy? No. No,
Steve
I don't think I'm a
True
rhyme guy.
And Big Blue and John
but that
Anderson
just happens.
Too. You're
you
a poet.
Did the John
you don't
Anderson
even
too.
Know it. Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. Maybe.
Let's see what Steve True thinks of rhyming. He's got a great name to rhyme with. True. Now, Homer doesn't really rhyme with much, but you hear him every weekday on the Homer Hour. Four to five to six each weekday across 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. You hear him as the voice of Marquette men's basketball, which will be starting up soon. And, of course, you can catch him on God Talk with Homer and Pip. It is Steve the Homer. True Homer, good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
Do you like to rhyme?
No, no interest whatsoever.
Do you like lime?
True blue. I remember they used to say what that, I can't remember what it was. Let's do that with my name.
How about limes?
I don't remember. No.
Do you like limes?
No. Do I like limes?
Are we wasting time?
Yeah.
I know you don't like
crime. No, we're wasting time, yes. Not as much as asking how I am, but it's still bad.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll pretend we don't care how you are.
Did we ask him how he is? No, we never asked
him. I usually do, yeah, and he doesn't. Oh. He wastes even more time when I'm on with him and Blue, because then he'll tell Brian to ask how I am because he doesn't want to ask because
no,
he doesn't care.
Brian always wants to ask, and I won't, so I let Brian open the interview. It's being a nice.
Do you just not care how people feel?
Yeah, he just doesn't care.
I do, but not in this. This has nothing to do with caring how people feel. It's just what you say to fill time. And
oh, because you care so much about the clock on your show.
That's correct. Yeah, I clear about wasting time. I had to get rid of the national anthem. I'm still a little bitter about that when you have only 42 minutes in your show. Even if you are a patriot and love the national anthem in various versions, you can't do it. So.
Carl Lewis, my favorite. All right, so look, I got a little bit of shrapnel, as Tausch likes to say, on your Twitter feed, because how dare I compare Jordan Love to Brett Favre and make it sound like it's a negative thing, which, again, I understand nuance is often lost on some that are on social media. But do you not see?
There is no nuance. It's one person. But
no,
anyway, go
ahead. It was a couple. But be that as it may.
So when
you watch the risks that he has taken, the deep ball to Reed into triple coverage, the ridiculous interception that turned into a pick six from the end zone, do you not have flashbacks to the old gunslinger? And are you wondering what exactly Jordan is doing because he was so averse to doing that kind of stuff? More Aaron Rodgers-y, less Brett Favre-y until the last few games?
I don't have any memory, one, because I'm old and I can barely remember last week, but that was a style of play by Brett Favre, and it is not the style of play of Jordan Love. So while he has been Favre-like in those things, I've never once thought, what the hell were you thinking? And it makes even less sense because you're not like Favre. Favre, that was his game. This is not Jordan Love's game. So, I think he saw this a little bit when the sub was in 120, where you just throw it up there and believe that your guy can make a play. He may have added that as a result of what he saw, but I haven't thought of Favre because he's just not Favre. I don't know that Favre ever made a pass as stupid as the one he made on the end zone. You're gonna have to find one.
Yeah. So, Homer, is Jordan Love, as we sit here today on 10-9 at 10:50, you have to make a comp. Is Jordan Love more A, Aaron Rodgers, or B, Brett Favre, as we sit here on the 9th of October?
Not close.
Oh,
not
really?
Close. Yeah, Aaron
really?
Rodgers.
Really?
In terms of
find that
play.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Jason, you agree?
Yeah, no, I mean...
So what, name Jason now?
What? Easy, big fella.
No. Yeah, okay.
So he is showing, and this is why nuance matters. Like, do I think that the overarching comp, if you force me to compare him to one of the two great quarterbacks that came before him, he is more like Rodgers. He is more like Rodgers. But he has shown some Farvian moments that are out of character, because I would have never compared him to Favre until the last couple of weeks. Like, the throw to Wicks with pressure in his face, which, again, what's great about Jordan is that you don't have to go out on an island to criticize him because he criticizes himself, right? He basically called the end zone interception for the pick six stupid because he knew it was. He didn't
that
try to make up
like
some.
Favre, though, I can't remember. Did Favre admit his plays were stupid? Rodgers never did.
No, I don't think Favre did either. Well, I was just his favorite line. Favre's favorite line was, "I was just trying to make a play."
Yeah,
Jason, I was just trying to make a play.
I don't know if I love that impression, but
you know, yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
I just want my friend. That was me. That was you doing me as Morgan Freeman, not Favre. Homer,
were far less risky than people thought.
Who's Brett's?
Yeah, because he based everything on his knowledge of where everybody was supposed to be. The intelligence of Brett Favre as a quarterback is one of the most misunderstood things. I will quote Regal Napier III, Sports Information Director of Southern Miss, when I said I was doing
Regal?
An interview. Regal Napier
Regal?
III, look it up.
Like Beagle. REA, like Regal, like the Beagle,
no,
or Regal, like elegant?
I'm not sure. I think more like elegant would be my guess.
Oh, that's
and
a
said,
good
tell
name.
Me the one thing I need to know about Brett Favre. He said, smartest quarterback we ever had at Southern Miss isn't even close. And I said to him,
he said at Southern, by the way, he said Favre. At Southern Miss, though. He didn't say at Harvard. Like, no offense to Southern
that's
Miss,
correct.
But. Okay. Homer, if I said to you, and I wanted this poll, I don't know how we pulled it because I don't know the wording of it, but do you think Packer fans, if Jordan Love plays 17 years here and he has the exact same timeline, interceptions, touchdowns, gets a Super Bowl, loses a Super Bowl in a heartbreaking way, like Brett did, will Packer fans be completely ecstatic with that, or will they be disappointed if that's how Jordan Love's career arc goes?
They'll be in the middle. I wouldn't pick either. The deal with Favre was that he ended all the crap. I mean, there's an expectation. If Jordan Love doesn't win a Super Bowl, he's a disappointment as a quarterback. Fact. That's the standard. MVPs, nice. All that other stuff, nice. You don't win a Super Bowl as a quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. Don't even think of living in the same neighborhood as Favre and Rodgers.
Well, and let's be honest, win a Super Bowl and then play a lot more years after you win the Super Bowl and not win another one, there's a lot of people disappointed then too.
Yeah.
There is disappointment, but you're still in the club.
I agree.
Ask all the people that,
I agree with you, but what I'm saying is, look, you win the Super Bowl in your third or your fourth year as the starter, and then you play another decade plus in Green Bay, and people are looking at your career and basically saying, yeah, we won a Super Bowl with them. That was great. But what have you done for me lately? And yeah, Mark Tauscher played through some of those Favre years where they had Super Bowl caliber teams, and they didn't get there.
Yeah.
And that is a disappointment,
totally,
and fans.
You have to have a different word. There's a totally different word for when you don't, when you disappoint, and you've won a Super Bowl.
Sure.
I don't know what the word is.
Yeah, what is it? What's that word?
It's still disappointing. Like it's not. It's
no.
not. It is. It is. This. There are.
No,
you're telling me there aren't. You're telling me that there aren't Packers fans, modern day, current Packers fans, who let's say are too young. Because look, if you were born in '96, you're what, 28 years old now, right?
I don't know.
So if you're
now probably 29 because it's October 9th.
So if you were born in '96, you obviously were. You're a baby for the Super Bowl title. The only Super Bowl title you have is Rodgers. You don't really have Favre as a touchstone for you as a fan. You're telling me that there aren't current Packers fans that are cheering for Jordan Love today that don't think that Aaron Rodgers' career was disappointing because he never got back to another Super Bowl after his third year as a starter? There's totally lots of Packers fans that feel that way. Just how it is.
Yeah, well, maybe I need another word if they don't win a Super Bowl. you're pissed off or something. I don't know. Hmm. But the winning a Super Bowl changes everything.
As it should.
It does.
But
it's
why I disagree with you so vehemently that you would really and truly be able to sustain your fandom and your appreciation for your team if you got one Super Bowl title every 10 years and the other 9 years you were god-awful. I just don't believe that because those years are really long.
Now I'm at 15. Since the last one, right?
Yeah, 13 or 14.
Yeah but
right.
you always argue
that
you'd be willing to be bad, and they haven't been bad.
Fine, whatever. Well, I mean, yeah.
I agree. Anyway. Whatever. But, I understand, Homer. Homer, before we let you go, what do you make
of
Rod?
Think of the Brewer fan. Think of that. Yeah. Never. And the Cubs fans that live
but we have that. We're honest to God, Homer. I think if it was not the fact that we had Hall of Fame quarterbacks and we've been so successful in the regular season, people wouldn't be as irritated. The Brewers, we always have that excuse of, wow, we're just a plucky squad that can't afford to compete with the Yankees and the Dodgers. So anything we get, we're pretty happy with, even though I know the disappointment of that, but that is always that crutch that Brewer fans are going to be able to say, well, what do we expect? I mean, look at the payroll, $200 million more, $300 million more, whatever it is. That's always there. It's not in football.
I'll give you this as an example, Jason, to prove my point. I would love to be a White Sox fan. They lost a million games this year. The worst
team ever. Because
they
won in 05?
Oh, what? You bet. I got a world title. A world title. I know what it feels like to own the world. Brewer fans, come to me if you want to know what it's like. You want to know what it's like to lose 120 games? We've lost 105 at stake. You want to know what it's like to own the world? You got to call a White Sox fan.
You're telling me the last 8 years, you'd rather be a White Sox fan than the Brewers fan?
If I got that world title, hell yes.
It's not keeping you warm at night. All right,
I don't know about that, Jim.
I want to get Homer's take on the Rodgers New York Sala thing because I haven't heard what it was. So your thoughts?
I can tell you what it was. Totally.
Okay.
And it hasn't been mentioned.
Yep.
He knew he was going to get fired. He knew he was gone. I don't know what the particulars. He wore a Lebanon badge on his sweatshirt. The coach of the Jets. There's no way he would ever do that unless he knew he was done and he wanted to make that statement in his last game as head coach of the Jets. No one has mentioned this, and I can't believe they don't mention it.
I don't know what you're talking about. So
what he had on his uniform was the Lebanese flag or something like that. Given the problems in the Middle East, he put that on.
Well, Homer, I'll tell you this. I don't know anything about that. I don't know anything about that, but I'll say this. You don't think he was shocked? He went into the building yesterday. They escorted him out. He had no clue he was getting fired yesterday. None.
All right. Okay.
Well, he didn't.
They had a meeting. The owner had a meeting with him in London or something like that. But
none of that's actually accurate. But
All right.
Okay.
Did Favre get him fired?
Favre get who fired? Tell you talking about
Favre did get
Childress fired. We're actually going to talk about that at 11 o'clock hour.
Yeah, I know. I like you. Do you think Rod was the play of the team? Maybe got him fired.
The whole thing is what got him fired, and Rodgers is a part of it. There's no doubt about that.
Did Rodgers want him fired? I guess is my question.
We'll see what he says on the Pat McAfee show.
Okay. I mean, I don't really care. I'm just mad they lost to the Vikings. That's my irritation. Okay. They'd beat the Vikings. The Vikings would have one more loss. That's the only thing that matters.
It's true.
To me.
Well, that would be one more than they have because they have zero. Homer, I'll talk to you tonight at 5:15. Thanks.
Bye.
That is Steve the Homer Tree. You can listen to the Homer Hour every weekday from 5 to 6 on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. I'm going to have to do some fact-checking on some of the other stuff he said. What I don't need to do fact-checking on is about your love of Prize Picks even when you don't win.
Oh, that's true. A tough loss the other night, but I still had a ton of fun, and you can too by joining the Prize Picks community, America's number one daily fantasy sports app. Over 10 million users. The easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. And all you do, pick more or less on a 2-6 player stat projection. Watch the winnings roll in. Get in on the daily action with your pals. Can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. It's the best way to win real money. You can make your picks in less than 60 seconds. Turn your sports opinions into real cash all season long on Prize Picks. Sign up today. You get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win. You get that $50 guaranteed. Download the app today. Use code WI for that $50 instantly after you play your $5 lineup. Code WI for $50 after you play that first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. Run.
Your
$20 hockey protected play promo available right now, Tausch. $20 for essentially for free.
Look, I like Bedard. I think I might adopt this Utah team. You guys know Utah is my second favorite state in the union, right? So I think I'm going to jump on board here with the Utah squad.
All right,
I told you 100 times.
Before we get to the 11 o'clock hour, since we still have a break left in the 10 o'clock hour, I didn't see this part of the story. Again, it's not a jet show, but they had to escort him out of the building?
That's what somebody reported. Yeah, you take – listen, man, in today's world, you take what – you just take the reporting and you either can say yes or no. I don't know. Well, that was reported.
I will look into that. We'll talk about it next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com. This ain't a good time, but when is it ever? I know the perfect time, and maybe that's never. So don't you dare leave me now. Throw my heart on the ground.
Little quick fact check. And I understand that it is not uncommon for people who are dismissed from normal jobs to be escorted out with their little box of their belongings from their desk and whatever. I get that. In the NFL, I don't think that this is commonplace. And while it is, according to Rich Cimini's story, described as protocol, they didn't do it to Adam Gase when they fired him. So make of that what you will. Here's the part that I'm curious about, Tausch, so we can get to the 11 o'clock hour. The fact that Woody Johnson felt compelled to say that while he consulted with general manager Joe Douglas, that the decision was my decision and mine alone.
Sure.
Well, you own the team. Why do you have to tell us it was your decision and your decision alone? Gee, I wonder.
I don't know. What are you implying?
I'm implying that he wants to, you know, make it clear to everyone that Aaron Rodgers, this was not like, we didn't do this because Aaron Rodgers wanted us to. This was my decision and mine alone.
Okay.
He doth protest too much, in my opinion.
Oh, because he... So he talked to the press too much.
No. First of all, he didn't talk. This was in a statement.
No, he did a press conference.
Right, but my decision and mine alone, I believe, is in the statement that he released. But be that as it may, bottom line is the fact that he felt compelled to say that. It makes me wonder, why do you say
you
that?
You doth think that doth protesting too much
did,
is doth
did,
means
did
you're,
Mark Murphy
you're
come
wrong.
Out and did – I don't remember. Maybe I'm forgetting this. Did Mark Murphy in 2018 when he fired Mike McCarthy say this decision was mine and mine alone?
I don't recall.
I don't think so.
I'm sure he talked to Goody, but it was Mark Murphy's decision.
No doubt.
So sometimes you don't have to say that it's your decision, right?
That's what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying.
Oh, I hadn't delved that deep into it, if I'm being honest with you.
Well, I did, and that's what I do. And what I also do is bank at Associated Bank, and we've got a show coming up from the Titletown branch of Associated Bank coming up a week from Friday. A week from Friday. So if you're in the greater Green Bay Metroplex, swing by. We're going to be outside at Titletown. It's going to be great. And, of course, you can also sign up and switch banks while you're there if you haven't made the switch to Associated Bank. They got all kinds of reasons to do it, including Brewers checking, Badgers checking, and, of course, Packers checking from Associated Bank. So go to AssociatedBank.com/Packers or /Brewers or /Badgers to find out more. The 10 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes. So stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.